Hello, this is Chris Pierce, and welcome to the Self-Maintenance of the Brain and Body podcast. This is episode 30, and I'm going to provide you with a tip that will help you fall asleep fast and fall back to sleep when you wake up in the middle of the night or when you wake up too early. To help you understand why we have problems falling back to sleep, I'll provide a quick overview of what is happening in your brain and body preventing sleep. Then I'll provide a tip that promotes sleep. The most common sleep problem I hear with those I treat, or those I've just talked to about sleep, is trouble falling asleep when they lay down at night, or trouble falling back to sleep during midnight wakenings, or waking up too early. Well, there is a solution. Not only research supports the tip I'll share in this episode that's backed by science, but I use them successfully every night, as I have problems with all three of the issues I just mentioned. I first want to help you visualize what is happening in your mind and body that is keeping you awake, and how this tip I share can reverse these changes and create the changes that promote sleep. You see, insomnia is caused by a physiological arousal, a hyperarousal in the areas of the brain and body that should be dormant when we sleep. There's an increase in somatic features or bodily sensations and an increase in cognitive activity. When this occurs, there are wake-promoting molecules running through your brain. The tip I will share will turn off these wake-promoting molecules and influence the release of wake-suppressing molecules. Wake-promoting molecules are histamine, cortisol, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, which is also referred to as adrenaline. The wake-suppressing molecules are melatonin, serotonin, and GABA, which is also known as nature's Valium. Now, looking at the brain, certain areas of the brain should be less active when we sleep. These are all the arousal-promoting areas of the brain. So when these areas are active, the brain is more active, and the motor functioning causing one's musculoskeletal system to move more often. The tip I'm about to share influences a change in the brain to not only influence the release of the hormones and molecules that will help turn down this activity, but will also turn down the arousal-promoting areas of the brain, helping you fall asleep. Now, this tip is my favorite, and I use it every night. This is counting backwards from 100 to 0. Now, before you start, you will take a few deep breaths. Breathe slowly and deep with about 6 seconds of breathing in through your nose, holding it for 4 to 5 seconds, then slowly letting the air out for 6 to 8 seconds. Do this 3 to 4 times. Then you will start backwards counting from 100 to 0. You will count very slow, like this: 100, 99, 98, 97. The rule here is that if you mess up your count and forget what number you're at, you must start over. Many times I make it only to about 55, then I'm asleep. Another key here is not to worry about sleep. If you become frustrated or worried about sleep, any worry or negative emotions activates arousal areas of the brain and will release these wake-promoting molecules I mentioned before. Now, if you make it all the way to 0 when counting backwards from 100 and still haven't fallen asleep, here's a more intense version promoting deeper relaxation. This method empowers mindfulness meditation while counting. To do this, imagine you are picking items up and counting them from 100 to 0. You can imagine you're in an orchard and counting the apples you're picking. Or imagine you're walking on a trail and counting the small pebbles you're picking up. Or imagine you're picking leaves off the trees and counting them. This technique is influencing relaxation and decreasing arousal through mindfulness. Now, to better understand mindfulness, you may want to review episode 28 of this podcast. When you're relaxing and counting backwards, you are turning off the areas of the brain promoting arousal, turning down the release of these wake-promoting molecules, and influencing the release of wake-suppressing molecules, which are melatonin, serotonin, and GABA. Now, this is only effective if you are doing other sleep hygiene tips I recommend in this podcast series, such as regulating your caffeine intake, watching your alcohol consumption, winding down at night before bed, and reducing your light exposure 2 hours before bed. All of these variables make it more difficult to fall asleep. Now, for example, if your brain is under the stimulant of caffeine, if you're drinking caffeine within 6 hours before bed, counting backwards from 100 to 0 may not work as well because the brain is being stimulated. So this week, I challenge you to try this tip. Like I said, science supports it, and I support it as well because it works for me. This concludes this episode. Thank you for listening. Please tune in every Monday for another self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. Please check out my self-care book, Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care. It's available on Kindle, print copy, and audiobook. You can find links to this book in the show notes of this podcast.